Well, now to the struggling retail industry and what some are calling the retail apocalypse. As more people shop online, department stores and chains are announcing closures across the country, and small businesses are wondering if they're next. But are small stores in a crisis, or are they just transitioning to something new? Ali Schweitzer from member station WAMU spoke to business owners and retail experts about the state of shopping in the Washington, D.C. area.
The D.C. boutique Catch Can has been in business for almost 30 years, and it's become a gathering place for shoppers who like to stop in and chat with owner Suzanne McLean. But not long ago, McLean realized something. Customers had started to treat her store like a showroom.
The customer will come in and we'll help them for 30 minutes fitting a pair of shoes, and then they'll just take out their cell phone camera and take a picture. And then they will go home and they'll order the shoes online.
McLean says she's had to mix up her merchandise to gird herself against growing online competition. But she says there's a bigger shift taking place that has implications for small retailers across the country. McLean had a conversation with her accountant that brought that into focus.
He just said, oh, you'll be okay. He said, what you are now is entertainment.
In other words, stores today can't just be places to buy stuff, not when anything can be bought online, often at a lower price. Now, stores have to be experiences unto themselves, and that is changing the retail landscape.
The hits keep on coming for Sears Holding Corporation, who is now being forced to close another 63 stores across the country.
Macy's, JCPenney, GameStop, all announcing store closures in recent weeks. Sears says it isn't even sure it'll be around by next year.
The retailers are scrambling right now.
News reports about department stores and chains closing are a common occurrence, and there are a surprising number of empty storefronts here in D.C., even in busy commercial neighborhoods. All this could be a hangover from the recession.
At some point, I attribute it to 2008, the music stopped.
D.C. sales tax show retail growth slowed after the subprime mortgage crisis, and as Dorian says, many stores haven't done enough to win shoppers back.
Retailers weren't as engaged as they used to be in delivering stores that were interesting with merchandise that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Throw in the growing convenience of buying online, and a perfect storm was created. But Asadorian says the downsizing happening in retail now is actually a right-sizing. He thinks the D.C. area became over-retailed and full of predictable shopping he calls generica. Now, if people are going to go to the trouble of traveling to a store, they want things they can't find in an Amazon search. Anika Hobbs sells merchandise like that.
These prints actually come from Ghana.
Hobbs's boutique in D.C.'s Anacostia neighborhood is called Nubian Human. The shop sells handmade footwear, T-shirts that say Black Girl Power, and stylish clothing in Ankara patterns. It's the polar opposite of generica.
I really wanted a space that had unique goods in it, that really focused on people of color and had something different that I hadn't seen before.
Research shows that's what local shoppers want, too. Montgomery County in Maryland recently published a study of its retail landscape. The report said there are too many stores selling general merchandise and apparel, two categories that have been hit hard by e-commerce. And it suggests that struggling shopping centers could get a boost from more experience-based retail.
The retail that does extremely well is a retail that's really embedded into people's everyday life and a huge part of their community.
Jody McLean is CEO of the shopping center developer Edens.
We find that places that offer classes or access to learn how to make a craft cocktail, we find that people love those opportunities to come together.
John Asadorian says those kinds of in-person interactions that can't be replicated online are the future of brick-and-mortar retail. The industry just needs to pay attention to what people want and adjust.
It's sort of like a forest fire, you know? The forest gets blackened, but then the pine cones drop and the little seeds pop up, and the forest rejuvenates with these little seeds.
And he says that's why this is actually an exciting time for retail, because what those seeds grow into in the next 5 to 10 years is anyone's guess. For Here and Now, I'm Ali Schweitzer.